Alive 90.5.
Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's sit and sleep and sing, wishing every show was the last show. So imagine I was glad to hear you coming. Suddenly I feel alright,
and suddenly it's coming.
And it's gonna be so different when I'm on the stage to
it's a quarter past four on Alive 90.5, and Super Trooper can only mean the one and only Bev Jordan, community media connector, passionate volunteer, old school journalist, and proud mum. Good afternoon, Bev. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm good. Can you hear me properly? I've been dancing around the house.
So yes, I put that on just for you. I know how much you like Super Trooper. And, yeah, there's something wrong with our console, so I couldn't talk to you on the back feeds, but I knew you were there and dancing around. And how are you this afternoon, isolating away?
After that dance, I'm a bit puffed. But, you know, it's funny because this time in previous years with Relay, we've all been so busy, and as you know, Relay over the weekend is quite an extraordinary event when it's up at the showground.
It sure is.
And one of the events that we do is a silent disco that my friend Robin and I do at 2 in the morning is our section. And it's an ABBA hour. And so we're actually going to miss that this time. So that's a bit sad. But we've got a packed program instead because we're going online.
Well maybe we can actually, if by popular request, we might be able to put on an ABBA hour overnight, early Sunday morning. If you want to, I can make that happen. It would cost the listeners. It won't cost you, but it would cost the listeners to donate to the Cancer Council and Relay for Life. But tell us, how is it going in these difficult times for getting together?
Well, it's actually pulling together really well. I mean, there was a time when all the restrictions came in that were coming in that we made the decision that we'd have to cancel the 2020 relay up at the showground, and that would have been our 19th relay, 24-hour event. And then we thought about it as a committee and we thought, no, we want to keep relay going because in these harsh times, community and connection is so important. And we thought, no, we will do relay. So it's like many things, it's migrated online.
So lead us through what you're going to do online and how that's going to take place and how we can all take part.
Well, the first thing is if you have Facebook, which I think most people do have, not making any assumptions, please follow Hills Relay for Life on Facebook. And what we're doing on Saturday, 16th of May, between 2 and 6, we're going to have a full afternoon of activities. So all the normal things will be there. There'll be an opening ceremony at 2 p.m. And then after that, we're encouraging people to go out for a walk in their relay shirts and walk around their neighbourhood for about half an hour. So the sort of people we've got walking are Lynn McGranger from Home and Away. We've got B1 and B2 who were very popular last year. They were popping up everywhere on the showground. So it's a whole lot of people and groups that are normally involved in relay are coming back and doing their own thing. So they're sort of relaying from home or their nearest park or garden.
That's wonderful.
And what we're asking.
Yeah, I understand that you've got Janelle Bloom baking in real time from 2:45, no doubt.
We do. So after the walk, and we're asking people to take photographs of themselves walking, post them on Facebook and hashtag Hills Relay 2020. And then after that, we want them all to rush back because there'll be Janelle Bloom is actually baking these most sensational chocolate brownies. And I was given a taste of the initial trial batch. And let me tell you, they are amazing. So our Facebook will actually tell you what you need to have, the ingredients and the and everything else you need. And you can cook along with Janelle.
That
sounds, which will be really good.
Sounds fabulous. I really look forward to it. And I will be online and following. So what else is in for the afternoon?
Sorry, what else? Dancing around, Zumba with Nina. We've called Nina at 3 o'clock. Zumba was a huge hit at last year's relay, so we've brought that back. And because that's for about 25 minutes, and because it is all about cancer prevention and cancer awareness, we actually have a mission moment at 3:30 for 15 minutes. And the focus for the Cancer Council this year has been on bowel cancer. And I was reading up about the stats and facts. So I lost my husband to bowel cancer. And I was reading up on the stats and facts. And people aged between 50 and 75, I think it is, are sent out every 2 years by the government a free bowel testing kit. But guess how many people, what percentage actually use that kit?
I suggest it would be very low, and that's no good for us.
No, it's 40%. But if bowel cancer is caught early, there's a 90% success rate with treating bowel cancer. So we're trying to put a focus on that and say to people, if you get this test, please use it. It could save your life.
So that's a very important thing for us to hear about during the afternoon, as well as what you're trying to do is to save lives by raising funds for the Cancer Council, but also awareness as well.
Yes. So it's about, you know, raising money for research, which we're all for, but also getting those clear messages across. And following that, there'll be the Survivors and Carers morning tea, so you can actually eat that chocolate brownie. I sort of feel that you'll probably need it after the Zumba dancing. And then we've got
Yes, indeed.
Focus.
Yes, I'm looking forward to my brownie with cream, actually.
Well, yogurt, I think, is better for you. And then Animal Focus will follow that. Now, every year on the Sunday, the dog morning has been such a hit with people that we decided we'd definitely have an Animal Focus. So we've got Kellyville Pets talking about, you know, ownership of responsible ownership of puppies, and we've got the Norwest Thunder Dogs, who were such a sensation last year with their fly ball. They've put together a fantastic exhibition for us with their animals, and part of that is actually watching the animals in training when they can't get to training days as a group, and that's hilarious. Well, that's worth watching.
Sounds fabulous. I'm really looking forward to that. And I know there's a few other items. Tell us a bit about the What's on for the rest of the afternoon this Saturday?
Well, we've got two young men, Aaron, who's 10, and Joel, who is 14, and they're actually getting their heads shaved. So that'll be a live cross to them. We've got live crosses during the day, and we'll be talking to their mums as they shave their son's hair off, which is always an interesting moment in life. And you know, they're great young men. I mean, Aaron had his head shaved last year, and he's doing it again in memory of relatives that have passed away. And John is actually a cancer survivor. Now, he's a teenager now, but when he was 15 months old, he actually came to his first relay with his mum wearing a survivor's sash, because he was diagnosed as a 12-week-old baby with a blood cancer. So he's a wonderful figure of hope.
That's a wonderful survival story there. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes you realise, you know, this is why we raise money for research, because research makes a huge difference to outcomes, not just outcomes, but also delivery of cancer treatments and things like that. So
that's fabulous, Bev. And we know it's about fundraising. So how are you going to manage the fundraising during this afternoon? Have people been fundraising so far? Is there any way our listeners can take get some fundraising and actually donate during the afternoon? Tell us more there.
Well, we've got 79 teams registered, or 70 teams, around about 70 teams registered already. They're all doing fundraising. People can join a team. They can donate to a team. They can create a team. I don't know. Has Alive got a team?
We don't have a team. I don't know. I'll have to get one together and do a last-minute shuffle around and maybe actually get that night disco happening with the ABBA. That's maybe where we'll win all our overnight listeners with lots of funds into our team. You never know.
Because what we're asking people to do is to create teams, join teams, and fundraise. So send out links when you get a link generated saying that you're fundraising. And think of innovative ways to fundraise and raise money. We've got a lot of people who are raising money that way. We've also got raffle books. So our raffle is going to be drawn. We've postponed the drawing of the raffle. We've got fantastic prizes, including a $2,000 gift voucher for Castle Towers, and membership of a 12-month membership, gym membership with Castle Hill RSL Fitness and Aquatic Centre, and a Bendigo Bank voucher for $750. So they are fantastic prizes. Tickets are just $3. And so if Alive 90.5 want to sell tickets, I can drop you off some books and you have several weeks to sell them, because we're drawing the raffle on July 1st at Castle Towers at 12:30.
That sounds fabulous, and we're sure to do that. Thank you for talking this afternoon. And just as a summary, so we have the Hills Relay for Life virtual relay taking place this Saturday afternoon between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m.
And yes, that's... we'll end with the Hope Ceremony, which runs between 10 past 5 and 6. I'm sorry about that. Which is, so the candlelight ceremony will still be happening, and we're asking people to decorate their own candles and candle bags and do a little display in their gardens and send us photos too.
That sounds wonderful. I'm sure we'll all take part and everyone is looking forward to it. And, yeah, take your photos, follow it on Facebook, Hills Relay for Life. You can have a watch party together with your team that you formed to fundraise, and make sure you take pictures of yourself and hashtag #HillsRelay2020. Anything else that I've missed, Bev?
No, I think you've got it all. Thank you so much for your support. The radio station has been a wonderful supporter of Hills Relay for many, many years. So thank you again, Dan.
And thank you, and good luck on Saturday afternoon. And I'll be attending, and hopefully you raise a lot of money for Cancer Council research, and it's going to be great to see all those activities. Thank you, Bev Jordan, for talking with us this afternoon.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
Bye. Goodbye. See ya.